From Greensboro, North Carolina, it is Friday, March 8th, and this is TSL Today. I am your host, Nick Brown, and this morning we are joined by Managing Editor of Tech Sideline, David Cunningham, as we break down the upcoming quarterfinal clash between Virginia Tech and Miami in the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament. We talk about possible lineups and possible shakeups in the Virginia Tech locker room with the possibility of Elizabeth Kitley not joining them on the court this evening. It's all coming up next here on TSL Today. Welcome back to TSL Today. I'm Nick Brown. He's David Cunningham, currently recording from Greensboro Thursday night. You guys will be hearing this Friday morning before the Virginia Tech and Miami women's basketball game that will be quarterfinal number two on quarterfinal Friday. Miami took the victory over UNC to advance to the quarterfinals 60-59, and what a wild ending, first off. So if you want to start there, I mean, that was just a lot to uncover, and it kind of overshadows also a half-court shot that ended the first half of basketball.
Yeah, it was a very weird basketball game. Carolina probably should have won it early, and Carolina was up double digits in the first half. Miami crawled back. Katie Meyer talked about it. You know, Miami is a really good team in March, has been for a couple years now. Went to the Elite Eight last year, went to the ACC Tournament Final 2 years ago. And this was a Miami team that didn't give up, and last six or seven possessions, last minute-ish, was crazy. Miami got the job done. Hokies will face them tomorrow. And Virginia Tech beat Miami by 24 earlier this season. Now, obviously, Virginia Tech and North Carolina have a lot of familiarity, but the Hokies won't see them. And obviously, the big storyline for Virginia Tech is Elizabeth Kitley.
Elizabeth Kitley finished off that first Miami meeting, 31 points, 11 rebounds, en route to, like you said, a 24-point victory. Now, this is a Miami team that is very athletic, crashes the boards hard, and cleaned up the glass very well with 16 second-chance points and won the rebounding battle 41-32 over UNC. How crucial will the rebounding game be tomorrow?
It'll be big. Like you said, second chance points, 16 for Miami. In that first meeting, the Hokies out-rebounded Miami 41-38. But again, that was with Elizabeth Kitley. And for those of you who do not know, Elizabeth Kitley, very unlikely to play on Friday. She was not at practice Thursday morning. She was with the team later in the day when they were watching the Carolina-Miami game at the arena. But the word is, there is no word, and that means she's probably not going to play. If she was going to play, I think we'd probably hear that she was going to play. But anyway, the Hokies, like I said, out-rebounded Miami by three in that first meeting. If you don't have Elizabeth Kitley around this time, that's tough. That just means that everybody has to step up. It has to be more of a group effort instead of relying on somebody like Elizabeth Kitley to be able to grab 11 of those for you.
41 total rebounds for Virginia Tech back in that first meeting. And Kitley, like I said, had 11 of those. Now, Rose Meshaw played 7 minutes in that first meeting, and she's very much dwindled her minutes down to not playing at all recently. But we were at practice this morning. She was running with the ones, and, you know, Olivia Samuel at the four. Rose Meshaw is moved to the five, her natural position, which she was really good at Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, she averaged 14-8 last year at Minnesota. I mean, earned all Big Ten honors, and I think honorable mention. She was a really good player at the five, and I think Virginia Tech's hope was to bring Rose in and have her provide some depth at the four and spell at the five. But trying to get her on the floor as much as possible. She's been a pretty good talent when she's playing well. The problem is that she didn't really mesh with what Virginia Tech wanted to do. I think her lack of three-point shooting, not saying she can't shoot it, but that's not what she does. I think that kind of hurt Tech in terms of her playing the four. It wasn't as big of a deal when she was at Minnesota and playing the five because you've got four other players on the floor that can shoot. But when you already have Kitley, a post presence, you can't really afford to have somebody else down low. Made things really, really tough for Virginia Tech early in the year, especially when she wasn't producing. Olivia Samuel came along. Meshaw has not played in 8 weeks. That's pretty crazy to think about. But you know, Kenny Brooks talked to Mark Berman of the Roanoke Times about 2 weeks ago ahead of the North Carolina game, and Mark asked him about Rose, and he said, you know, I like her attitude, and he likes how the energy she's coming to practice with. And you talk to anybody around the program, they like having Rose Meshaw around, and that's important. Big difference from what happened last year, and we don't need to get into that. But she could play a big role on Friday. She is somebody who has starting experience. She started 16 games earlier this year for Virginia Tech, obviously started at Minnesota. You have to have somebody else provide some depth with Clara Strack. Clara Strack can't play 40 minutes. She's probably going to get in some foul trouble at some point. And if Rose Meshaw can play, maybe get you 6 to 8 points and like 4 rebounds, I think that's a positive. And if she can help Clara Strack stay out of foul trouble, I would still expect Strack to get most of the minutes at that spot. But Rose Meshaw can make a difference. And it feels very weird that, you know, somebody who hasn't played all year all of a sudden is just being thrown into the fire. This was somebody who started earlier this year. But Virginia Tech found its rhythm without her on the floor. And when you have something that isn't broke, don't fix it. Now, obviously, it's kind of out of necessity here with Elizabeth Keeley injured. But I think if she can, you know, if she can kind of – you're not going to be able to recreate Kitley, even in the aggregate. She's just a one-of-a-kind player. But what you can do is try to replicate some of her production. And I think Meshaw's a key to that. But as a team, Virginia Tech's going to have to rebound well and defend well. And I'm curious to see what Virginia Tech's defensive plan is without a rim protector like Kitley in there.
So what exactly is the perfect path to victory just tomorrow against Miami?
I think it starts with breaking the press. Miami's a full-court pressing team. Tech turned it over 9 times in the second half, 12 for the game in that first meeting. Georgia Amore had 7 turnovers. She has to take care of the ball. You don't have Elizabeth Kitley to rely on. I would not be surprised if Virginia Tech plays Georgia Amore off ball. That's what I would do personally. Now, I'm not Kenny Brooks. I'm not, you know, somebody who should be, should have won at some point ACC Coach of the Year. But I think you have to give Amore as many opportunities as possible. And if she's bringing up the ball up the floor every single possession against that press, it is draining physically, mentally. I think it starts by getting Georgia Amore her best looks. Virginia Tech has to have other players score. Georgia Amore went for 39 against Virginia, and Tech still lost. That was when Elizabeth Kelly had 20 in the first, you know, 15, 20, or 25 minutes. Like, didn't matter. You have to have other players score. Kayla King, Matilda Eck, Olivia Samuel, Carly Wenzel, Karis Baker, Clara Strack, like, those are the players that are going to make the biggest difference. Georgia Amore obviously is going to do her thing, but you have to have other players step up. If Virginia Tech can get some threes from Eck, some threes from King, this is a completely different ball game, and the Hokies are going to have to be stout defensively and rebound the basketball. It's going to be an all-around effort. This is a Miami team that, again, has a good history in March the last couple years. You know what you're getting from them. Very physical. They'll bump you around. They'll press you. You have to be ready for it. And I think Virginia Tech will be, but it's whether or not Tech can execute. And those are two different things.
Matilda Eck, well, 0 points against UVA. They really took her out of the game. She only had 2 field goal attempts, and they were both contested three-pointers. She also had 4 turnovers. Obviously, you don't want the ball in her hand and the one, or when you're trying to break the press. Are you looking more as Carly Wenzel bringing up the ball, coming off the bench and moving maybe Georgia to the 2, Matilda to the 3, or Kayla King staying at the 3 if she's knocking her shots down?
Yeah, I think, I think it'll probably be a combination of Kayla King helping bring the ball up the floor, Carly Wenzel. We saw Samaya Suffren in that game. Would not shock me if any of those 3 help Georgia out. I think you have to in this game. You know, this might sound funny, but like I would make Miami chase. I would do it for every game that Elizabeth Kitley doesn't play that you can, that it makes sense to do it. And I think this is one of that does. Make opponents chase Georgia Amore around. I mean, her stamina is ridiculous. And if you can make them defend her 40 minutes, 94 feet, that's ridiculous. But she doesn't need to have the ball in her hands all the time. You obviously want the ball in her hands as much as possible because she's the best player on the floor. But at the same time, you need to give her a breather. And I think it's going to be a group effort breaking that press. And you mentioned Matilda Eck. You know, she got a little rattled against that UVA pressure. They were in her face, and you know, like when she caught the ball, didn't give her any room. She turned the ball over four or five times. Tech has to take care of the ball. Has to. If you give Miami free possessions in transition, I mean, this is a team that you're probably going to get in a little bit of foul trouble with just because of the way they play. They're, you know, very heavy on the drive. You have to play this smart. And I think Virginia Tech will. And it helps when you have an All-American and, you know, maybe the fourth best player in the conference you can lean back on, and Georgia Amore. But like somebody like Kayla King, she's going to have to score the ball. Matilda Eck going to have to score the ball. You're going to need contributions from everybody, and you're going to need them to play smart basketball. And I think the difference between this game and UVA is when Elizabeth Kittley went out 15 minutes left in that UVA game, Kayla King already had four fouls, and Clara Strack, you know, like you couldn't – you are already dealing with a certain way the game had gone. This is a clean slate. You've got an opportunity to really start fresh, and you've had 5 weeks – 5 weeks, 5 days to prepare. What are you going to throw at them? And I'm very curious to see what Kenny Brooks kind of draws up here for Virginia Tech, because usually teams that play Virginia Tech know what they're going to face. They don't know what they're going to face tomorrow. I mean, they know George Amore is good. They know the tendencies. But the way Tech plays, I don't think it'll be too different. But it might be a little bit of variety, something you don't normally get a chance to see.
A little deja vu from a year ago. Virginia Tech's first game in their march to the ACC title a season ago was against Miami in the quarterfinals, in which Virginia Tech beat Miami 68-42. Two totally different teams when you're looking at Virginia Tech last year and this year. And don't expect a similar result, barring something crazy happening. But Virginia Tech certainly has the guns and the weapons to do so. Tip-off is at 1:30. Of course, you can go ahead and read David Cunningham's short preview. He will, of course, have you covered on the writing front. I will have a package going up on YouTube shortly after, and check social media all tournament long as Virginia Tech is there, and we will have you covered on all platforms at Tech Sideline. Until tip-off at 1:30, we won't talk to you until then, and I hope you enjoyed this edition of TSL Today.